Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, the information show, every Sunday night, June 29th is the time, 2011. So we move right into some educational stuff here, and away we go. I'm sure Dr. Bell's right there somewhere. He's always hiding. We're waiting for Dr. Bell to make his appearance. I'm sure he will soon. Yep, never know where he's at. He's probably out back in the North 40.
I'm sorry about that. The different athlete is working out in a gym. You know, these guys lifting these 400, 500, 600 pounds. What happens is they are prone to getting hurt. You can really get yourself hurt. Or very easily, if you don't lift something right, and this can even happen at home. You can lift something wrong and throw your back out or strain a muscle, especially if you're using a muscle that you haven't been using that much and suddenly you get in some strange position to pick something up off a shelf that you normally don't reach. These kinds of things. So the mineral formulations that we have today reduce that by over 50%. And if you are hurt, the healing rate is almost two-thirds faster than normal. So this not only means this pertains to athletes, this also pertains to anyone in any kind of consciousness. And one of the big areas that we work in is trace minerals. Now, trace minerals are not coming to your body just from anywhere. You have to take them as a supplement. Since the dust bowls of the 1920s and 1930s, trace minerals don't exist in your diet. So unless you're actually taking trace minerals, you're all deficient in here in trace minerals. And these are the ones that do the massive, fast-acting healing that goes on in the body. We also look at another science. We're talking here biochemistry. Okay, this is a science that's exploding. I'm working with some of the largest vitamin manufacturers in the world as we speak, and we're developing some of the hottest products that are going out worldwide in biochemistry. But in order to make biochemistry work on our little chain, we have to go back into the realm of electricity. Electricity, if it's not flowing in your body, i.e. produced by electrolytes in your brain, your body functions are not going to be there. They're just going to be decreasing as each year goes by. As you get older and older, you're not going to be empowered by age, but you're going to be weakened by it if your electricity levels are not there. And what determines whether your electricity levels are there, because the cells have to, by electrolysis, make their own electricity, not only just through the brain, but each cell makes its own amount, a certain amount of electricity. It has to have an intelligence. Your body, your cells have to have an intelligence. I mean, you can have the greatest biochemical foods and biochemical vitamins and nutritional formulas there in your systems, but if you don't have the electricity, they aren't going to function. And if you don't go a stage before the electricity is not going to be present. And this is a science that we've opened up called the science of electrical precursing energies, EPCs. EPCs, or electrical precursing energies, are currents that come from your emotions, i.e. the astral plane, that are broken down on the reflecting and chemical ethers, i.e. the etheric plane, which then, as they're broken down on the etheric plane, become the very root consciousness of a part of your cell called the nuclear membrane. And so devices like the nuclear receptor came along to make your cells behave in the way that they should. We have a second thing that's going on now, and that is the people, there's a certain group on this planet that has an esoteric view of life, people that are trying to develop clairvoyance, clairaudience, trying to work with that consciousness. Most of these people, I find, don't know how to correctly connect into that consciousness because they don't understand the basic consciousness of the body and where it comes from, and that is the immune system of the body. If the immune system of the body doesn't function, then the rest of your consciousness won't function in the physical body. It might when you're out of your body, it might when you're dreaming and sleeping, but it won't function on a daily basis, so you become maybe one of these typical people that's a new age visionary with no power, because you have to be able to enact upon the visions that you see and get your power from somewhere. So we go back to the science, the electrical precursing energies, because this is a stumbling block for a lot of people. What you need to do, and I'll just paint you a picture of how electrical precursoring energies work, is imagine an imaginary 24-hour clock, because I don't have a board to draw it on. In that 24 hours, you either put energies into your body, energies coming into your aura field, energies coming into your vision, and energies coming into your daily routine, energies coming into your ears, that are either good or bad for your body. For example, stress. Stress is a negative EPC. Forms of stress: toxic environment, poor atmosphere, like down here in this room right now, crowd noise, automobile exhaust, dirty water. Most water is very polluted. Nitrites in foods, all these kinds of things, things you put in your body, hearing bad sounds. On the other hand, positive EPCs would be negative ionization, a trip to the seashore, being up in the mountains with the wind blowing through the pine cones, hearing beautiful celestial type music that works to the algorithms of the hydrogen atom in the body, these kinds of things. Some of those that you know me know that I produce music, and I presented through some of my music tapes the beautiful sound of Pleiadian ships into synthesizers and all this kind of stuff that we do. But ask yourselves, in a 24-hour day, what do you get more of? Positive EPCs or negative EPCs? And I would bet that most of you in here, in a 24-hour day, unless you set up your environment in your home, your environment on your body to process these energies, get more negative EPCs than you do positive. This causes a despiraling of your DNA, a downwinding of your frequency, and an increase in your aging process, and it just stresses you out, and you'll never ever achieve what your goals are. So you have to realize and be real about how we function in this environment and what to do about it. Now, as most of you know, I've been a contactee of Pleiadians and Andromedans for a number of years. Actually, I chose not to for a number of years even mention this to the general public, but writers like Brad Steiger and other people and some movie people and some music people wanted me to bring this out, so I eventually began to talk about it, but to me it wasn't really necessary to get the point across. The thing was to get the point across. I don't know if you remember Billy Meyer and his pictures that he took. We've had seemed like a lot of these contactees that took pictures were placed on high levels. But sooner or later, we find most of them never really became functional on the physical plane. So that they had the glory of the pictures, but no real glory of the communications. In Billy's case, he wrote 17 volumes of some beautiful work, of scientific work, that was presented to him by Semyasi from the Pleiades. But unfortunately, it never got out to the world. Only a few people ever laid eyes on it because it was mostly written in German. So these are the kinds of pitfalls that the contactees themselves have had. But one of the messages that we've gotten over the years from these different groups is that the people, meaning the people like you, because you're more exposed to it than the general public, really aren't performing. You're sitting around soaking up a lot of knowledge, but you're really not using it. And so I'm just telling you as a friend that we're coming into some interesting times, and I would really start paying attention to how I behaved, how my thought processes worked, and what I put into my body and who I dealt with on an energy field. It's really time to start paying attention. We're coming into an area where our solar system rotates around another system. And this system that we rotate around takes a cycle of every 25,827.5 years. This is our rotationary period that we're experiencing. And we're rotating around a group of stars known as the Pleiades. And during this 25,000-year cycle, we go through different windows of 2,000-year cycles. And these windows breathe in consciousness and allow a certain atomic structure of a child to live here. And this atomic structure can only support enough consciousness during that window that form can support is the highest the highest amount of stress and energy that window is allowing by energy of the sector that the body is moving through. So you can imagine like we're part of a Swiss watch and we're all geared. Now we're coming from the Piscean age where the atomic structure of a soul that inhabited the physical world had a certain limit of communication with those other souls. There was a lot of insecurities in this time. So these souls were said to be believers. The believers structured for their sanity, because none of them could really accept the fact that they were infinite in their nature, they structured religions. So we have this huge structure that we're having to work through now called religion. And of course, when you have the church, you have the state. When you have the state, of course, you have government. Then we came into another window of opportunity, the present one, known as the Aquarian Age. As we come into this window of opportunity known as the Aquarian Age, the vibratory frequency of another soul comes here. That soul has a higher frequency and doesn't need to rely on a religion or a Bible or a Global 2000 or an environmental impact report to see what's going on in the environment. And this soul frequency is known as a knower, one who knows what the outcome of a situation is. Even before he or she enters into the situation or the arena, they know what the outcome is going to be. And so there are a lot of knowers here that know. But the unfortunate part is these are not chained here. These individuals are not chained together. They're still at random. This whole consciousness, a lot of them are very young children that can barely even speak at this point in time. And it's our duty to make and set the arena for them to be able to give upon us their great benefits and wisdom and power. Unfortunately, the environment is crumbling faster than you can possibly pick it up. So you have to have some outside help. What makes it even more frustrating is that as we move around through this scale, these different windows, through the Aquarian Age into the next age that will come beyond that, the vibratory frequency becomes so powerful that the astral plane now compresses down the physical plane. In other words, you can't go to sleep and dream about something that doesn't, when you wake up, become your reality. Those days are here now. You can't run away from karma. It's here presently. It's all here now. And as we reach this consciousness, we end up going into what's known, as some people call, the excitation of light, the excitation of photons. You know, for example, when you go to sleep at night and you dream, you don't have to have a sun shining in your head to illuminate the figures and the characters in your dreams, because it's all self-illuminating. Because photons, astral plane, emotional plane, are self-illuminating energy that you control. So you can say now that we are going into, some people call it the photon belt. Now, unfortunately, when you start taking this consciousness and putting it on this planet, there's a lot of people here that can't handle it. They're very toxic, much more toxic than you guys are. I mean, incredibly toxic. These people are heavy alcoholics, heavy meat eaters, heavy drug users. Couldn't get enough nitrites in their body in one day. So what happens? What happens when they're confronted with any kind of situation? They react to it, and they become violent killers and rapists. And you have this huge sector of our society in total degradation, and the immoral stench from it is ridiculous, and it's just spreading like wildfire. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So you're going to have to hold your heads up really high to understand and work through this. And you have no government support on this, because it's within the government. It's just as much inside the government. I mean, look at our president. I mean, look at how many things he's being accused of. But what do people, what do the voters say? Well, we don't worry about moral character anymore. We don't have any of that. We just worry about issues. Wasn't that what everybody said about Clinton versus Dole? Because poor Dole, you know, he was just a little bit old to handle the job. And people don't want to upset the bandwagon, because what would have been your third choice? I mean, Ross Perot? Ross Perot has some great ideas, but we don't have any choices in our political structure. And we don't even, I bet you most of you don't even feel motivated to find some choices for our political structure, because the political structure is going to hell anyway. It's already gone to hell. It just hasn't realized itself yet. So these are the kinds of things that we need to understand. The only thing that I find that I can do about it is have a lecture, you know, talk about it like we are, and then start presenting solutions. What we do is we present solutions in how to work with your DNA. You know, when Sannyasi explained to me, you know, Pleiadians, for example, Pleiadians live about 1,000 to 1,500 years, okay? What do we have here on this earth right now with our DNA, the way it's timed? Well, what we have here now on this earth is we have 10-year experiences, and then we're pretty much shot. You know, if we can even consider the last 90 to 100 years an experience, maybe it is an experience of getting ready to go and become a child again and start the whole damn process all over again. That's ridiculous. What happened? The last revolution around the Pleiades. The last revolution around the Pleiades, 12,000 years ago, when we were entering the era of darkness, we were at these little extraterrestrials from Theta Reticuli 3 here, work with our Atlantean people, and we created these, what I call scalar wave warfare wars. That's just about what they were. We had huge cities that were using a free-type energy, which we have discovered, but we suppress, level each other, leaving huge vortexes like the Bermuda Triangle, which under certain astrological conditions present very evil situations to people that are anywhere near them. That's what was left. Before that happened 12,000 years ago, we had biblical characters like Methuselah that left this planet after living 600 to 750 years. And then all of a sudden, we shortened our DNA in about a 100-year period down to about 20 or 30 or 40 years. We just totally went into regression. And now we've gotten it back up to 100 years. Sannyasi told me, I said, Sannyasi, because I give a great, in my workshop, I need a board, but I give a great explanation of what DNA is, how it forms from electricity right out of the air into cells in your body. I can explain all that, but I can't do it now because I don't have time. Basically, what I want to say is, DNA, you have 46 chromosomes, and you have 46 base pairs per turn on your DNA. And what your DNA does, with 46 base pairs per turn, is it gives your body, your cells, a complete genetic code of instructions. That code of instructions on a newborn child gives it perfect skin, perfect organs. And a baby, before it takes its birth, before it comes out of the mother's womb, at the exact moment before the child is born, the child is insulated from the world out here and the mother by the placenta. And the placenta processes and purifies all these negative energies that the mother is going through to the point of its highest peak output. And when it reaches its highest peak output of maturation, the child exactly is producing 48 base pairs per turn in its DNA, and then it's born. The moment the child takes its first breath here on Earth, and the umbilical cord is severed, the base pairs per turn in that child have reduced themselves in less than 1 second to 32. That means the child has lost 25% of its life from the moment before it was born till it was born. At 18 years old, the child is down to 18 base pairs per turn. At 18, on your 18th birthday, you're 50% aged from the child to where you're going. And when you reach 50, you're down to 6 to 8 to 10 base pairs per turn. Most people are under 6, the ones that don't function at 50. I started talking. How many of you have heard me speak before? Many times have you heard me speak, a few of you. And how many of you heard 15 years ago I talked about DHEA, one of the things you put in your body, dehydroepiestrone, one of the fastest depleting hormones in the body. That's why when you get to be 20, 22, 23 years old, 20 to 30 years old, you start getting heavy by eating the same foods that you ate when you're younger. When you're younger, you could break down these compound carbohydrates and fats into simple sugars. But when dehydroepiestrone starts to deplete itself, DHEA depletes itself in your body, your whole body changes. You start getting fat and lazy and non-functional. If you see now, if you look at my vitamin formulas, 15 years ago I was using DHEA. And now look, everybody's starting to get into it. It's all over the place. They're so far behind, but they're starting to catch up. These are just some of the things that I've presented over the years. DHEA, when we start getting into the things that we're into now, working with the electronic precursing energy level, we start to re-spiral. This is the science of re-spiraling the DNA. And when we start re-spiraling the DNA, we start reversing the aging process. Now, I don't know how far we're going to go with this, and people that are practicing some of these newer techniques to re-spiral the DNA, but I do know one thing, that when I leave this planet, I will leave a genetic blueprint in my children that will be towards, when they go to their doctor, they're going to say, oh, you're staying youthful and you're staying healthy. I've got three daughters that were born at home in the pyramid, for example. One of them is almost 17, and none of my children, other than having a runny nose, have ever been sick, and very few times have they ever come down with the flu, because the DNA was from a powerful source. And that's a lot better than people when they go into the doctor, and you know, you go into the doctor, and the doctor says, well, we've diagnosed you with cancer, but that's okay, your mother had it, and grandmother had it. It kind of runs in the family. Well, the hell with that running in the family. Let's turn the energy around and make something proper run in the family, because you're going to be coming back here, and you're going to be incarnating again very quickly. Because this whole time cycle, with the speeding up of the equinox and all the things that are going on, this whole time cycle gets very rapid. It gets so rapid that pretty soon the birth and death process happens in milliseconds instead of hundreds of years, and you start coming into the immortal vibrations. The group that I work with from Andromeda, they have a cycle of 5,000 years. They look human like the Pleiadians. They live to be 5,000 years old. Tomorrow, if you guys come to my workshop, I'll show you a picture that I took recently, because I'm taking pictures of their ships now. They're actually coming in close. They're very, very avid about making themselves known. You're going to see a lot of things come from extraterrestrials in the next couple of years, if you're on the right program. Now, what I'd like to do is demonstrate. Some of you have seen this, some of you haven't. I'll demonstrate a couple of these things. First of all, I'll demonstrate the chi energy with this, because the chi energy goes into your body. We use it in martial arts. We use it in meditation. We use it through 14 different meridians in the body. And this, when you have the chi energy coming from an outside source into your body, it enhances all body functions. So I can only demonstrate this to a few in the front. But I want you, everybody, to take a few deep breaths and rub your hands together. Breathe from your stomach and put that breath in your hands. Rub your hands together. Move your hands apart. Feel the energy. Feel it? Do that again now. Really feel it. Breathe with it. Now, those of you in the front, when I come around, turn your hands up. Watch what happens when I put the pyramid over, how it amplifies it. I can't do the whole room. You guys can do this out. We have a little table set up outside, and we'll be here till tomorrow. You guys can try this yourselves. Feel it? Okay. You guys want to try it? She really want to try it, huh? Pretty interesting. Now, this energy also has polarity, okay? This energy has polarity. Let me have somebody up here for muscle testing now, just for a quick test. Who wants to come up? Okay, come on up. Show you a few things here. What's your name?
Dini.
Dini. Okay, now I want you to turn around and face the audience. Okay. Now put your arm straight out.
This way?
Yeah, now make a fist. Okay. Now when I push your arm, resist. That's what feels strength. Okay, you feel your strength over, right? Okay, now put this on this way on your head. Feel your strength. Okay. Now turn it upside down. Feel your strength. Gone. Okay, let me reverse it back. There. Feel the difference when I turn it upside down? Okay, just sit down for a second now. How many of those have ever heard of scalar waves in here? Okay. What you just saw was a demonstration of a scalar wave. I can show you pictures of them in my slides, because I took pictures of them with the infrared film. Now I'll give you another demonstration of the energies and explain a couple other things. Let me get this microphone out of the way here. Somebody else up here for muscle testing now. Who wants to be tested? Yeah, you come up. He's coming. Oh, somebody's already here. We've got people that are fast around here. Right out of it. What's your name?
Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, put your arm back out now. Straight. Make a fist. Resist. Okay, and resist. Okay, I'm feeling your strength now. Now what I'm going to do with Dennis, seeing as he sounds like he got a little cold, poison him. This is highly toxic glue. It's got, can you smell that? Anybody want to smell this? You smell it all the way across the room. Try not to get it on you because it'll eat your skin up. But I'm just going to hold this up. Hold that in your other hand now, just on the other hand. And don't squeeze it because it'll go all over the place. Now put your arm out. Now put that up and breathe it now. Resist. Is that it? Is that it? All right. Nothing. Okay, so he's typical. He's getting poisoned by the atmosphere now, rather quickly. This does to you in about 1 minute what it takes a year of normal breathing to do in the atmosphere. Okay. That's a canary in there. Yeah, diamond. Go put your arm out. Now put your arm back up. Now put this back up. Now breathe it. Get it up to your nose. Now breathe it. Now resist. 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 That's very good. That's stronger, right?
Right.
You can feel that. That's a combination of scalar waves and positive EPCs overcoming negative EPCs. Thank you. So you get an idea how that works. Because what I was doing this right there was a couple of things directly on him. That's the immune system. Because when I start playing around putting poisons in your body, what's gonna fend them off, right? Immune system, right? Now let's find out how smart you guys are on your immune system. If you start to come down with a cold or a sore throat, what's the first nutritional product you'd find at your health food store you would think that you would put in your body?
CNA.
Any other comments? Huh?
Vitamin E.
Calcium, selenium. Okay. None of those answers are correct. You know why? Okay. If your immune system is breaking down, you're losing control of it. Okay. Your immune system is you. If I take away your immune system, you're no longer in your body. You're dead. Okay. When your immune system is up, you feel like jumping and running and feeling good and exhilarating. When your immune system's down, you might want to lay in bed. You don't want to go to work. You want to sit down and read. And when it's really down, you just want to survive. All of that's your immune system. It's a consciousness. Your immune system is a consciousness. And you got to treat it like one. Because if I'm an alien invader, I don't care whether I'm an extraterrestrial gray or a really bad germ, what I'm doing is I'm looking at you because you've allowed your consciousness to get weak. And it's no difference when you get weak and you let an alien virus or a fungus or a bacteria go into your system and destroy it. It's no difference in going into a really bad bar and taking a bunch of LSD and drinking a lot of alcohol and letting the evil spirits of that bar or that nightclub take over you. It's the same damn thing. It's basically the same thing. Except one, you got a spiritual attack and now you got a physical attack. But they end up being the same. We always call sickness an involuntary cleanse. But what happens is, you've got to get your consciousness back. Okay? Now I'll repeat myself. The body is 5% mineral, which controls 95% of metabolic functions. Now what do you put in your body when you start to get sick? And why don't you put vitamin C in? Anybody got an idea now? You put a mineral in. You put a particular mineral in. There's a lot of literature written on it right now. It's becoming an avant-garde thing to put in your body. What do you put in there? Chromium. No, colloidal silver is an antibiotic. You put that in all the time to maintain yourself. You put in chromium picolinate or some form of chromium. Chromium is a mid-range mineral. And I don't have a board here that I can explain to you on a DNA level what it does. But right away, it produces white blood cells. If you put vitamin C or some other vitamin in your body, the alien invader is going to digest it and he's going to make you sicker. You know? If you're one of these people that takes vitamin C, when you start to get sick and you never take it normally, I guarantee it's not doing you anything but making you sicker. You're just on a head trip and eventually you get well anyway and you think the vitamin C helped. No, you shouldn't have taken anything. You should have just left yourself alone and let the disease go its normal course. Yeah.
What about enzymes?
Well, enzymes are units of biochemistry with a balanced pH that act as transports that are normally not used during a reaction. In other words, enzymes bring the minerals into your body or bring the vitamins. Some enzymes are considered vitamins, okay? First thing you want to put in your body is chromium picolinate or some form of chromium. Now, if you're taking a good form of trace minerals, you won't get sick in the first place. You'll never get sick if you take them on a regular basis. You're going to find disease going by the wayside. Trust me. Take some of my minerals out there. I'm serious. How many of you in here now are taking our minerals? Anybody in here? How long have you been taking them? Are you a regular person taking them? You buy them on a regular basis from us?
Yeah, well, I ran out of them 4 months ago.
Well, how was your health since you've been taking them? Has it changed?
Well, when I stopped taking them, I got sick.
You did, but what happened when you were taking them?
Fine.
Yeah.
What's your brand?
Well, I have several different brands, but they're out there on our table. Paradigm is the main brand. Another company is called Global Nutrition. We have two different brands, but they're the same minerals, just labeled different. I formulate for about 50 companies. Okay, so once you get the chromium in your body, you take chromium for at least when you start to come down. Like I know when something gets me, because I run myself down. I don't say I don't, but I know exactly where to stop running myself down and say, okay, consciousness break, time to raise your, get yourself back. And you start taking minerals, and I start taking large amounts of chromium, usually 50 milligram capsules. I'll take them for 5-6
We'll see if that reverses. I believe it will. I'm not sure. Some of these tapes vary on the length and how they're put together, so we'll find out if it flips over. This is an automatic reversing device that we're using here, and state-of-the-art, probably 50 years ago. No, not really. I'd say probably, not that much farther ago. And we'll just stop it. I'll manually turn it over. And then we'll put on play and see what happens on the other side. If not, we got another tape all queued up here, ready to go. So, love these old tapes. Some of them are pretty new, actually. And then don't forget, we got our brand new stuff in the DVD that we're doing now. So I guess that one was finished. All right, let's just jump into Seattle. The Seattle one is going to be a good one. This was a few years ago, but very informative. So some of these taping places also. Yeah, this is an old Seattle. This is actually fairly new. They only did one side of it. This will be from the year before this one. So let's see how this one compares to the one that we just did. That'll be interesting comparison there.
Self.
There we go.
Your personality, not vice versa. Everything they pretty much teach in all the books you'll buy at this bookstore about chakras is not correct. It's outdated information. The idea of that was to establish the fact there are colors, there are vibrations, there are chakras. But most of that information is not correct. Okay? Any questions on what we're covering now? Now I'm going to demonstrate one of the nuclear receptors here. To show you how you can, most of you saw it earlier, but some of you didn't. So, for those that didn't, so I get more into the technology. And may have somebody up here that wasn't. Yeah, you can come up if you want. You want to be, huh?
About colors of the day.
The what now?
Where is it listed, the colors of the day?
The colors of the day? Where is it listed? There's no book that I know of on Earth that lists that. There's bits and pieces of it in some books. In my tape series, I've listed it. More information like that is coming. I wrote Death of Ignorance, a book I sold out of. You can order it 20 years ago. It had that information in then as it is today in the static. It didn't have the dynamic side of it. I'm writing a new book called Birth, A New Beginning, which will have the static side to it. But I'm also doing getting a lot of information on the DNA right now. Yeah. Well, we'll get to them, you know, a little at a time.
You mentioned one.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. It's coming. But let me have somebody up here that doesn't know me for muscle testing. Okay, he can come up. Let's see. This is a precursing device now. It's better to see it work so you'll listen better, you know, the way I look at it. I always listen better when I see something work. Okay, put your hand straight out now. I don't want to get chocolate over. Just one. Okay, now make a fist. Okay, now put your arm up. Now resist when I push down. Resist. That's your strength, right? A little tired today. Now we're going to fix you right up here. This is glue. It's very strong. It's very poisonous, very toxic, and deadly. You've got to be over 18 to even buy the stuff. You know, see the skeletons? Okay, take that. Put the arm back out. And now you can breathe it. I want you to take a whiff of that. Put it up to your nose. Resist. Is that it? Resist. Yeah. Nothing. Okay. Okay. Now put this thing on. That on. Okay, you got your yin and yang symbol on it. It's kind of cute.
Okay, now hold that. Put your arm out. Make a fist. Now breathe it now. Resist. Resist. Yeah, you're doing a lot better now. You feel the difference?
Yeah.
Not a small amount of difference. It's a major amount, isn't it?
Yes.
That's because we're stimulating. Okay, sit down. Thank you. That what happened there is very simple. I mean, many things happen, but it's the simplest way to explain it real quick. Is this is geometry here. And the geometry, I didn't do it. God did it. But these iron atoms, as soon as you put some toxins in your system, what happens is it's like crushing a pyramid. It warps. So what happens when it warps? It loosens the what's called alpha and beta chains, which are about 700 different enzymes that are attached here. The enzymic function, because the central nucleus, you know, starts to wobble. Like if I was whirling a ball around my head in a perfect orbit, and all of a sudden I started doing that, that ball starts going like that on the orbit. That's exactly what's happening to your oxygen supply, to your brain. And so it starts to kill you. When you put this back on, it's stabilized by frequency. The head system is stabilized, and boom, the oxygen comes in. As a matter of fact, this strengthens, because she's toxic, most people are. And she tested stronger with the glue on than she did in her initial test with nothing, okay, which is typical of most people. And because what we're doing is we're balancing the hydrogen atom. This was a device from the Pleiades. Out at the bookstore, there's a book called The Promise sitting out there. We don't have any with us, but out there in the bookstore, and you first go up the stairs on the right, you'll see The Promise, and it's a story of this and how it came here and what it does. If you want to really get into it, I reckon, or you can order the book from our number here. And it came from the Pleiades, and it's a nuclear receptor, nuclear meaning nuclear forces. And what the Pleiadians are doing with us, and let me find my chalk now, what the Pleiadians are doing is they've taught us something, and the Andromedans are taking it a step further. They taught us that if you have your brain here and your spinal cord and you have electrolytes in here, the first order of matter, I mean, as far as electricity, now we've gone from the precursing level now. We talked about that. And we know, all of us in here know about biochemistry. We all know something, so we don't need to talk about that. We're coming down here in the middle, and we're talking about electricity, you know. If we're a medical student in college, we'd be studying electricity. We'd be learning about ionization and how cells change and how we can have positive and negative sodium atoms and change the heart frequencies and all this kind of stuff. But what we're not learning in medical school is how the electricity distributes itself through the central nervous system. Okay? Now, what happens is we have a spinal cord. We have 72,000 of these wires going through the body. Okay? And here we have the electrolytes. When the stimulus comes in, the electrolytes switch on and we have electricity flowing through the body. Okay, in a non-enlightened person, and I don't mean you have to go study in a monastery or something. Non-enlightened is pretty much a person that has no values to what they put in their body, in or out. They just don't take care of themselves. In that person, let's say their body generates 10 volts of electricity at some point during the day. That's kind of a high number. And in order to make the body work, it's got to reach the feet down here at some point. So let's say this 10 volts is generated, and eventually, through all the resistance and the crap in the body and the toxins, we get 1 volt to the feet in the morning when they get up. As the day goes by, we use 99% of our energy overcoming gravity, 99%, okay? You've probably noticed that when the astronauts come back from deep space walks and stuff, they throw them in a, and they won't let them walk, they carry them around. That's why. Okay, they can't walk. Okay, so we have overcoming gravity, we're producing a huge amount of what's known as lactic acid. That's spent muscle tissue. The lactic acid goes in the blood, and then it ends up going through the blood into the tissues of the nerves. And so by the end of the day, the brain has depleted itself to probably 3 volts. And that means if the brain is down to 3 volts, probably 0.01 volts, a tenth of 1 volt is reaching the feet. Okay? That's not enough electricity to process oxygen through the breath and prana into consciousness anymore. The person's going to do one thing, is drop dead on their feet, or they're going to have to lay down and go get some sleep and hopefully charge up with some rapid eye movement sleep, which I hope I'll get to today if I have time. Okay, so they have to charge up. Now, that person, if there's radiation in the area, they're so weak. They're already producing free radicals when they get up in the morning, a person like that would be, because they've gone from 10 volts to 3 volts. And so they're producing free radicals. That person is open to anything. The immune system is down. Everything is down on that person, okay? So radiation is going to affect them. So here's what the Pleiadians do. They say, okay, let's change this around. We can change this real quick. Let's put electrolytes in the brain. Let's get a program of, let's put large amounts. First of all, what gets rid of electrolytes is smog and air pollution, carbon monoxide. That's what runs electrolytes down. So let's have lots of vitamin E. Let's have lots of lecithin with it. PC lecithin is what we use. PC lecithin, vitamin E, germanium, selenium. That'll synergistically crank up. B15, let's put the whole nitrilocyte family in there. B1 through B10 and then B12 through B17 in there. Let's really charge the brain. So they gave us these formulas that we work with. Then they say, okay, now we got the brain working. Let's get trace minerals in there. Let's really hop this brain up real good. Also, let's build the immune system. I forgot to even mention that one of the greatest things that we've come up with now is the immune system. Get rid of all these diseases. Colloidal silver. I wrote a manuscript on it. Colloidal silver is FDA approved. We use grapeseed extract and Augusta echinacea with that, Augustifolia, mixed in a solution here. This completely builds the immune system up, and the entire brain is firing at 220, okay, which it should be. Now we're producing probably 100 volts in the brain. Okay, then we go into programs where we use electrical precursing devices like the receptor, meditation, exercise is good. You know, like we exercise a little bit. All of these kind of things to start keeping that lactic acid going through that liver and through the kidney and the spleen and through the bladder, and so we can urinate that out, put water in our system. And by using these different precursing devices, we start changing the electrical conductivity of the nervous system itself. Okay, and when we do that, instead of having a lead wire, you know, I don't know if you know, a piece of wire made out of lead doesn't conduct very well. But copper does, right? Copper is so good, if you heat one end, you'll get burned on the other, you know. And even gold's even better, and silver's better, and platinum is one of the best things to use. So now we got a platinum system. So now we got 100 volts up here at the brain. We probably got 99.99 volts down here at the feet at the end of the day. So what happens then? Our perceptive powers have gotten up so high. Our perceptive powers are so high now that we don't care if a nuclear bomb went off in the next door house. The radiation comes in. This is whipped right in there. You know, all radiation is high-speed electrons on one level, and gamma rays, all that. So it comes in, it goes right into the aura. When Christ walked around, you could sense his aura miles away because he was balanced, he ate the right foods, and he was generating, and he was healing. He healed himself. So now what happens is you don't create these free radicals anymore. The grape seed extract, pinogenol, which we use in our formula, is excellent. So we use a lot of tonics inside of this on top of it to build this up. Yeah, you have a question?
Does it affect people who have atrophied muscles and they can't move?
You bet. We use I use a milligram of octocosanol in there in my formulas, a milligram. You go down to the health food store, you pay 20 or 30 bucks, you get 5 or 90 micrograms. It's ridiculous what you buy. Unless you get, you know, you'd have to pay $500 a month to put what we put in one of our formulas for like $30 a month, $32 a month. So, I mean, it's amazing. You shoot this up. Now, well, here's what happens. Now what happens is at the base of the spine, when this process starts, at the base of the spine, the cerebrospinal fluid starts to come up. Okay, now when that comes up, it's called the raising of the kundalini, if you look at it spiritually. But when this comes up, it triggers organs in the body into the fourth dimension. Okay, in other words, there's vitality coming into the hydrogen atom. Okay, there's a process that echinacea, Augustifolia, has in it. Okay, there's two ways of getting the energy into the body. One is to eat a plant which has the sunlight in it, or eat something that's eaten the plant, and through the Krebs cycle, absorb through a great big long process, which takes 24 hours, you know, to get this energy out of the ATP, unless you eat straight sugar, for example, which creates alcohol as a side effect, to get energy in the body. Or you can go through a process called glycolysis, which is direct shot, boom. It goes from whatever it is directly into pure energy in the cells. And that's what grapeseed extract will do, and that is what Augustifolia will do, echinacea. So I combine that with colloidal silver. So when you have that straight shot going right into your immune system, the electrical levels become very high. And even if there is free radical damage, now it starts to destroy it. So you can start healing things yourself. Remember this, no vitamin, no pyramid, no precursing device is going to heal you. You have to do it yourself. Make that very, very powerful statement. Anybody tells you they got something to take or to use that's going to heal you, get away from them because they got the wrong thing going. You do your own healing. These are just conduits to help your healing process do its own thing. Yeah. Oh, wheatgrass is a cleanser. It's excellent, yeah. Oh, yeah, you get a big buzz out of it. Some people do. No, it's doing the same kind of thing, sure. Yeah, it's one of many things. But don't just rely on wheatgrass because you become a wheatgrass junkie, you know. You got to have. It's true. I've seen a lot of people like that. You got to have the whole system going in the body to make it work, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The higher you vibrate, the more you can perceive. In other words, we have an old saying, you have to believe in order to receive, you know? Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. With the receptors, for example, there's seven colors in the rainbow. We got seven stones in the receptor. So we muscle test you for the right one. You know, we did a bunch of muscle testing after the lecture on people. And by the way, if anybody want to check these, you got to go back and see here. Because in 30 minutes, we're out of here. I'm just telling you that right now. Because we're gone, so if anybody's interested. But you get Frocobel, my wife in the back there, if you're interested in the receptor. We won't have time. We're leaving. Are you sure? Okay, well, you know. I'm just telling you. Okay, we have to test you because everybody in here, like here's me when I started wearing a receptor. Let me tell you about me. Let me tell you about Fred Bell. Fred Bell first put his receptor on. You know, I'm a little overweight now, but I used to be 50 pounds more. I had a bad thyroid problem, so I tested for green. I wore it for a year. Boom, I dropped my weight down. Then, in 1981, in 1981, I had a drug rehab. You know, I was doing cocaine, heroin, PCP. I used to go to UCLA and take people out of straitjackets and make them work again. So one day, I thought, well, what's this bait? What's this freebase? What is this cocaine smoking shit? I don't know what this is. So I had some in my clinic, and there's a pipe that somebody gave me. I tried some cocaine, you know. I had to try it. I was curious. I figured one little shot ain't going to hurt me. I had a heart attack. I didn't know what I was doing. I had a left bundle branch block. I lost 25% of my heart, according to the EKG, or the EEG. 25%. I destroyed 25% in one little blast. Well, now in the 90s, we know that freebase cocaine gives you a heart attack. But guess what? 1981, nobody knew it. Crack cocaine hadn't even been coined yet. Nobody even knew what that was. So I had to go to a sapphire. I went to a sapphire. And then the cholesterol was still screwed. My heart was screwed up. I put a sapphire on. It's a heart. I wore that for 2 years. Guess what? My cholesterol, my heart, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 115 over 60. I almost lowered it too much with the sapphire. Okay. Then I had a prostate problem. I used to get up go to the damn bathroom 3 times a night. When I came out with a silver cola, I had 5 years. I had a right infection in my right testicle. For 5 years, I went to Dr. Barloon in Long Beach, world famous, does athletes and stuff. I spent $15,000, took every antibiotic there was. We came up with got the research in this colloidal silver, combined it with echinacea augustifolia, and even using it on diabetics now, in less than 3 months, I sleep all night long and don't get up and go to the bathroom. The pain I used to get, if I drink a little bit of alcohol, I had this pain, you know. All that went away. So I learned by myself, I was born with polio, I have a sunken chest, you know, right from being born with polio. I was a mess, you know. I'm a triple Leo, I've got plenty of energy, but I was a mess. But I became a doctor to heal myself, you know, and I'm still not there. But I'm a hell of a lot better off now at 52 years old than I was when I was 15 or 20. I mean, I got 3 times the energy. This is nothing to what I'll be in a few years, and nothing to what I can be, and they're all that way. So it's not like I'm broadcasting a program, a sales pitch ever. I'm telling you, this stuff works. You know, I've seen it work. The pyramids that we have, we don't have them with us. You wear on your head. Put them in the, you know, Sannyasi told me about the pyramids. I'll show you a diagram on those. And I was fooling around with them. The Pleiadian showed me how to do the plating on them. We use the plating process. In the brain, we have Well, first of all, when the oxygen comes in, right, comes down in to the lungs, and the oxygen and all the filth in the air mixes in the lungs. When it comes out of the lungs, it goes up to the cerebellum. That's where that's the path of the blood. It doesn't go to the liver. It goes lungs, brain. The cerebellum, the arterial size of the trachea and the circle of Willis, which goes up there, are very large, big, huge arteries. As soon as you get to the cerebellum, the arterial size goes from a quarter or an eighth of an inch to a millionth of an inch. So you got this great big pipe going to this little teeny pipe. So what happens if the fluid is dirty? The little pipe becomes a strainer, right? And it gets clogged up. So at the base of the spine, the cerebellum starts clogging up in people, which begins another part of the aging process. To the point, the cerebellum is responsible for balance. They can't stand on one foot anymore and walk backwards and forth. Remember how we used to play hopscotch? Jump around and go sideways, you know? How many of you guys can do it now without falling over, you know? I mean, trust me. So you put the pyramid on your head, starts cleaning all this out. That's why she was getting a headache. She was getting toxic. The pyramid starts cleaning all this out. All this comes out and goes down the liver, and the liver can't handle it. It's the same thing if you have too much alcohol in your body. It produces acetaldehyde, and the acetaldehyde blocks the liver, and you get a headache from alcohol, a hangover. Here, you're getting it from just wearing the pyramid, so this cleans you out. So the pyramid became an important thing. With that in mind, we went to Orcutt Union School. We developed the silver pyramid, which increases that. Went to Orcutt Union School in 1978 with the radome. The receptor hadn't been given to us yet. The school system up there began to use it on the kids to work on their attention span, because at UCSB the year earlier in 77, University of California at Santa Barbara had warned them on students, and it raised the grade point average in the test class that we did. One time after a year of using them in 78, Orcutt Union School, I get a call in the morning from Sky Lewis, who's a school teacher. And he's calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning, which I thought was unusual in itself. And he says, Fred, he says, we had an amazing thing happen here. We know it's the pyramid because it's been a month now. You know, and I said, what happened? He says, we had this little kid. His name was Stan Alms. He's 9 years old. He was dyslexic, and he also had grand mal seizures from birth. He usually has 2 seizures a day, sometimes 2 an hour, but usually 2 a day. And he was on his medicine, and nothing worked. He says, he wore that pyramid. He wore the peridome and the radome, which is 2 different types, for a month. After a month, he had no more seizures. And they said, this pyramid definitely is responsible for that. So they gave me a notarized testimonial. Same thing happened at Wilton School in 1980. You know, there they feed kids sugar. If you give kids sugar, they get hyperactive. So what do? They shoot them up with Ritalin. So we took the big pyramids that go over the bed, and we put one of those. We put actually a bunch of them. I work with a principal over there, and I got a picture of him here further down. We put that pyramid over the bed. There it is. And that we put it over their half on one, over their benches on one side of the school. And so we had the Ritalin kids that were hyperactive go across the schoolroom into the pyramids and work on a desk. I had a bed there. We had a desk. And after a few days of that, the hyperactive kids were functioning fine. They didn't need the Ritalin anymore, to the point where they were taking them off of it. It was really fun. I says, well, why don't, I told the lady, the principal of the school, I says, why don't we tell the parents, you know, take them off sugar, because that's the real problem. She says, we can't. We can be arrested for this. I mean, you can't believe the laws in California. I don't know if they're like that up here or not. But you can't even tell the parents. You can't suggest nutritional changes. Another time, we were up in 1978. I was spent 15 years with the National Health Federation. Some of you in here are probably familiar with it. We used to come here once in a while when we were a larger organization. I was up there at the Portland Hilton, actually down there. You know, I forgot I'm above Oregon here. I was at the Portland Hilton, and in those days gold was $125 an ounce, so the stuff was cheaper then. You know, it's gone to $550. It's probably $370 or something now. So we have to adjust our prices on our, because everything has gold on it. You know, so because gold is a healing energy, and we use 18 karat gold. We don't use, and mostly 24. This is solid 18, and then we use a lot of 24 karat. All the platings on the pyramids are 24. We had this cute little blonde was hanging out at our booth. In those days, for $39 or $40, $39.95, you get a pyridome, which is a calmer, firedome, which stimulates the adrenals, because it's got a lot of copper on it, it's good for arthritis, and a radome, which is mental energy, stimulates the mind, which we use on Stan Alms. You get all three of them for $40. And she kept hovering around the booth. And then in those days, I had real short hair, a suit and a tie, and I looked real straight. And people didn't know, did they? But anyway, so I'm hovering around there, and about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I says to this lady, I says, you know, you keep going off and coming back and staring at my booth. I says, you come over here. I says, you need pyramids real bad, because I just got this funny feeling, you know. And so she came over, and she bought all three of the pyramids, and immediately she was gone. I never saw her again, ever, you know. And then about 3 months later, she had this thing come over from wearing these pyramids that she got, and she started writing these books, and her name is J.Z. Knight. You might know who she is. Rampa came to her. So here was an individual. Oh, yeah, here was an individual that that really got a hit off of our pyramids, you know, went from housewife to preacher, you know. So it changes. I asked Semyasi about that. She said that she was locked up with that, you know, and this released her. And that, it does that to you because it causes hormonal changes. The ELF stuff that I'm talking about, well, first of all, the pyramid that I just showed you. Well, let me go back. Let me backtrack a little bit here. This article, which is in here, this is about ELF, but this is another facet of it. What this article is basically saying is that in 1947, the Navy Homeotronic Laboratory in Cumberland Valley in Norfolk, Virginia, flew over the Cumberland Valley in Virginia, West Virginia, and they took pictures of crops that had insect blight. They were having locust problems in those days. They took the pictures of different farmers' area. Then they took the pictures back to the laboratory and a black box. They had the farmer come from each area. The farmer had to go into the laboratory to do this, and they had these black boxes. But they had to have the farmer that owned that land, not some other farmer. It had to be that farmer. They brought that farmer back in the land. They put the picture down in a black box of his crop with a locust in it, and then they threw in some insecticide in the black box every day. They had the farmer come and do that. And then the farmer got to take the box home and do it once he was trained. And after 6 to 8 weeks, they destroyed all the bugs in the orchards in every single case. Okay, that's when T. Galen Hieronymus, a good friend of mine, who was one of my teachers who's now passed on, had it as a patent, issued it, numbers up there. It's in the millions, 3 million something. And that was radionics being expressed with scalar wave technology on the physical plane. And so from that, the Pleiadians taught us the black boxes, and they gave us devices. This device right here is one of the devices that we use. It's Pleiadian in its origin. It's a very inexpensive device. It's a star orb. And what it does, it gets rid of ELF frequencies inside your house. And it's, now I'll tell you, there's a lot of devices around on the market that claim to do things that don't. There's a lot of devices on the market that claim to do what these do, but don't. We have a track record. And if you look at the design of this thing and understand how energy works, you can, let me just show you something, for example. Let me have that pyramid again. Okay? And you can just come up for a second. I just want to show you something. Yeah, just do a quick muscle test. Okay? Just put your arm out. That one's fine. Make a fist. Not the other way. Resist. Okay. Pyramid on. Resist. Male energy. Female energy. Pyramid upside down. Nothing. Okay. You're strong again. Resist. Feel the difference when I flip it over? That, when you flip the pyramid over, what happens is it reduces the bottom side. It's a female energy. This is a male energy. It's polarizing that. This is what we were doing here. It's polarized, believe it or not. And because of the energy of female energy, see, the whole Earth's aura field is a male energy. It's polarized in a male energy field, okay? First ray, second ray, not third ray, fifth ray, more fourth ray, fifth ray, seventh ray. A little old third ray in the middle hits the cell, so everybody's low in green. Green's female. Female relates to consciousness as intellect. Everybody thinks intellect comes from men. It comes from the female energy. So it's upside down. So you got to compensate for it. If you look at the receptor, it's got pyramids that are right side up, got pyramids that are upside down. That energy comes to a point on the receptor right where the stone is. The energy from that, so that's a positive energy that you can handle, and the negative energy that you can't handle is equal amounts on this disc. It comes to a point, that little, if you had this imaginary line, this imaginary line of a positive pyramid here, a negative pyramid here, that comes to a point right here. And I don't know if I don't have the slides, I got the slides, but you can actually see that and photograph that energy. We have a device further down here. It's a larger scale device. It's called an irradiator. We use these in our systems. And this is a giant, like a giant receptor.
Well, we're running out of time, so we'll have to continue this next week. So we'll see you then.